name is Hannah Wolf, and I am the board president of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Monmouth County.
Okay, Hannah. Tuesday is going to be a very insightful evening. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect.
Sure. On Tuesday, March 27th at 6:30 p.m., the Boys and Girls Clubs of Monmouth County is hosting a crime prevention panel at our Asbury Park unit. And the idea was initially proposed by a board member, and we quickly were able to get the prosecutor's office on board, as well as the Asbury Park Police Department, and people quickly became interested in what we were doing. So the panel right now will include Monmouth County Prosecutor Peter Warshaw, Asbury Park Chief of Police Mark Kinman, State Senator Jennifer Beck, Monmouth County Sheriff Sean Golden, and the Asbury Park City Manager Terrence Reedy. So we have a pretty good panel representing local county, local and county state law enforcement and government and city agencies as well. So we're pretty excited about this because we think it's a great opportunity to get the community together, have the opportunity to ask questions, get answers from people in the know, and also an opportunity for the Boys and Girls Club to really share with the community, you know, what we're doing and how we can help protect kids in Asbury Park.
It couldn't come at a better time. There's been a spate of issues going on. And would you say the goal here is to kind of assess the state of the situation, or is it about finding solutions?
It really is about finding solutions. I think that the community, as well as, you know, the greater community being the county and the state, knows what the situation is. And it's threatening the safety of our kids. So it's really about what the community can do together to try and stop the violence. But we know that, you know, there's no quick solution to that. So in the meantime, what can we do to protect our kids? You know, what can we do to educate the kids in the neighborhood, as well as the parents, and just the community in general, as to, you know, where you can send your kids, how you can help the police department, how you can help the prosecutor's office, try and cut down on this crime, particularly the gun violence, and, you know, what's available in the community. I mean, after school, there is no safer place for kids to be than at the Boys and Girls Club. And it's not just that the kids aren't on the street or home, you know, unsupervised. We're providing programs and services to the kids, most of which are geared at helping kids make smart decisions, helping kids stay in school, really looking towards the future and not getting involved with the violence that's really plaguing the West Side right now.
You know, it's been doing that for many years, and it's a quality organization that's built on solid principles. And therefore, it's very well known that the Boys and Girls Clubs offer that sort of sanctuary. What are you hearing from parents and even kids about outside the walls, though? I mean, what are they feeling? Are they feeling intimidated? Are they feeling like there's nowhere to run once they're outside?
Well, I mean, one of the challenges we're definitely facing, and what we've heard from parents, which is really what prompted this panel in the first place, is that they're concerned about the safety of their kids getting to and coming from the club. You know, like you said, the club itself is known as a sanctuary for kids, but, you know, when there's gunfire erupting, you know, in the blocks surrounding the club, you know, albeit not in the immediate area, parents are concerned because, Asbury is no longer a busing district, so a lot of the kids have to walk to the club to get there. And while we do provide safe passage to many of our members in the evening when the club closes down, there are still kids who are within the walking distance of the club who are not transported home. And I think just generally speaking, parents want their kids at home, but, you know, sadly enough, we know that your home is not always a safe place. You know, the 11-year-old girl who was shot in her own bedroom in the daytime. You know, but our feeling as a club is, if there's ever going to be a time that more parents want their kids at the Boys and Girls Club, it's now. And, you know, the good news is we're working with the Asbury Park Police Department to provide more safe transport, especially at night leaving the club. We also have several days a week now a strong police presence where we'll have two or three officers at the club, you know, when the kids are arriving after school and then again in the evening. And they're also there during programs so that they're building a rapport with our kids. So that our kids get to know them and, you know, really view the police department in a positive light, because we know that's been a struggle, too, you know, the perception of the community and the police department. So, you know, Boys and Girls Club is really working hard to develop strong relationships with the police department.
The Boys and Girls Clubs has really stepped into an area that very few organizations really want to step into, and that's the... That's a rare achievement in itself. Now, when, in addition to this, in addition to these components that you inject into the discussion, are there programs that you offer or initiatives for the children that kind of empower them, give them self-esteem, give them self-confidence, and let them know that they don't have to be overwhelmed by the situation around them?
Yes, absolutely. Couple of the core programs that that Boys and Girls Club, as a national organization, is known for are we have Smart Girls, and the counterpart to that is Passport to Manhood, and both of those programs are about developing self-esteem, self-confidence. Making healthy decisions, you know, teaching kids to, you know, stay away from drugs, you know, avoid crime, stay in school, all focused on, you know, positive characteristics. We also have a Keystone Club, and there's one also for middle school kids, the name of which is escaping me at the moment, but that is geared towards community service, giving back to the community. And, you know, how that empowers youth to know that they're helping, even though they themselves are living in very difficult circumstances, there are still ways that they can give back to others in their community. We also have a grant, which is a gang prevention grant. So part of that is integrating the existing programs that we have, such as Passport to Manhood. We also have Power Hour, which is homework help and tutoring, you know, really focusing on education and the importance of staying in school and, you know, graduating from high school, which we know is a challenge, particularly in Asbury Park High School. But, you know, we're proud to say that 99% of our members graduate from high school. What else?
Well, it shows you're doing the job. You certainly have enough going on. Now, let me ask you this. How much room do you have for people who would like to attend?
We are... We're nowhere near capacity. You know, at our height, we were seeing 200 kids a day. I would say right now we're averaging about 125. And we want that number. You know, we want to take in as many kids as we can. Mm-hmm. We have capacity for easily 200 kids, if not more. Mm-hmm. We are a licensed childcare facility as well for the little ones. And our capacity for that is 75 kids, and that enrollment is down significantly, in part because the reporting and registration requirements for the parents, I think, changed, and so some people are still trying to transition to the new program. But again, we're also challenged with people being concerned about their kids coming and going to the club. You know, so part of the panel also is to let parents know, those who maybe their kids have never come to the Boys and Girls Club, or those who had kids there and now are feeling hesitant about sending their kids, that, you know, let us, you know, take care of your kids after school when school's closed. I mean, we're open during school vacations. The club only shuts down 2 weeks out of the year, because we know that we do have we can get results. We can keep kids on the path to, you know, finishing school,
mm-hmm.
staying out of trouble, and being under the care of, you know, responsible, trained adults. You know, we have very little staff turnover. Some of our key programming staff have been there for over 5 years, you know, approaching 10 years. So, you know, it's second family to a lot of these kids, which is so important to have that consistency in their lives. Another thing we do, we feed dinner to any kid who wants to stay 5 nights a week in, you know, both our Asbury Park and our Red Bank units. And that's through a fantastic collaboration with the food bank. So we have hot dinner for these kids 5 nights a week. So, you know, we're usually serving 100 meals a night, so these kids are not going home hungry. They get snack when they come. They get dinner before they leave. so, you know, we're doing a lot. We really are. But we want to get more kids in the door, you know, because it's going to be better for the community. And we want parents to know that, you know, there is no other organization like the Boys and Girls Club, really anywhere in the county, and certainly not anywhere else in Asbury Park. You know, we're doing so much in so many areas, and we want more kids, particularly teens. You know, our teen program has grown, but certainly there are a lot more kids who should be coming to the club and benefiting from everything that we have to offer.
Mm-hmm. What time will things start Tuesday night, Ms. Wolf?
It starts at 6:30.
And let's have the location for people who may not have been there before.
Sure. It's at the Asbury Park unit, which is at 1201 Monroe Avenue.
Mm-hmm. All righty. And you can bring the kids, right?
You can absolutely bring the kids. Refreshments will be served. I heard that there's going to be some really delicious mac and cheese to keep the kids occupied while the parents are hopefully asking some good questions and feeling like they're getting the information that they're looking for.
All righty, Ms. Wolf. Thank you so much for giving us a hand here.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Thanks for keeping us in the loop. And good luck Tuesday.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.